Parshas Shlach tells about the miravim that Yehoshua Ben-Nun sent. It's a little bit strange. The parsha points out that Moshe Rabbeinu sent miravim, and it turned out to be a catastrophe. So why did Yehoshua Ben-Nun do the same thing? Shouldn't he have learned from Moshe Rabbeinu not to do such a thing? So the Maharsha in Sanhedrin has a comment on a similar issue that Yehoshua Ben-Nun made a cheder on the Yichol. Everything should be hegdish. No one permitted to be hegdish. Then Ochon was moel b'cheirim, and Hogan is all punished because of the fact that one person was moel b'cheirim and they lost the word next to the other. And they had to kill Ochon, and then afterwards they won the war. And fought again against God, and they won the war. So the Gemara relates, and I got it, and especially the Sukkim and the Yeshua that I've been told, and I'm with Yeshua the Moon, and he told them, he told me to make a cheirim against me, but that wasn't part of my tzibur. Tzibur was to raise word is the first to capture the thing, not to make everything heavy. But the God was pinning the blame on Yeshua the Moon, that it's his fault, that often that there was a cheirim, that often there's more of a cheirim. And then he told the Kaddish, so the Maharsha posed the Kaddish from all the Yachronim, why would it be a sure fault if the Gemara on the same doctor that Moshe Rabbeinu made a chayrah? And they were fighting wars during the 40 years traveling in the Midwest, and Moshe Rabbeinu made Chayrah in the different cities. The Gemara got them with Moral and a chayrah 5 times before. And the Gemara was a chayrah every time they had a war, Moshe Rabbeinu made a chayrah, Mokham was Moral. And now we're sure made a chayrah just like Moshe Rabbeinu made a chayrah, and every time he again was Moral with him. So the Gemara asked, how come until now, all of them he saw they're not punished because of God, and only now they were punished. It's not as if Kodesh Hashem is going to call you out of them. He's not going to call you till I read in the desert. Because we eat the offer, we eat Baba and offer, they call you till I read in the desert. I'm punished for the Averis that we do. They didn't call you till I read in the desert, both for Mitzvah and for Averis. But if you do an Averis, I'm punished for your Averis. And if you're not able to do a Mitzvah, I can do the Mitzvah to help you out. And you say, you're the mercy, and I should say, you're not the same. And you say, sir, that they're both of those who call you till I read in the desert. What's the mixes and what's in our areas as well? So the Gemara says that many people are not punished in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Chayim of Ochon, because they didn't call it already, that they didn't apply yet, that's why we saw the Chayyadim. Then the days of Yericho, that was opposite of the Chayyadim, then they became the Dina Barber to the flock, so they weren't there. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Yeshua Ben-Nun. So Mashal put the Kasha from early Akarim. What was he blaming Yeshua Ben-Nun for? Yeshua Ben-Nun just did what Moshe Rabbeinu did, Moshe Rabbeinu. He had to be to me. It must be, what was Mashal put from early Akarim? It must be that this Mandana is to be the other Mandana. The one who said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Yeshua Ben-Nun for the Nairis doesn't hold that they were looking at Yeshua Ben-Nun for the previous Haram in the Moshe Rabbeinu. The reason Haram is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yeshua Ben-Nun wouldn't be at fault for making So Yeshua Ben-Nun should have understood that in days of Moshe Rabbeinu there's nothing wrong with making a chayrah. In case somebody will violate the chayrah, it'll only be done with Rosh Hashanah, but the Torah itself won't be managed for it. Now, after Shavuot is on a yagim, it's been through the din of Orvus, so he better not make a chayrah because the others may be managed if somebody will violate the chayrah. He should have used his brain to know not to follow in the footsteps of Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, what Moshe is saying is to do a mitzvah. So you ignore what other considerations there are. You have to shake the lulav. But you should have known how to shake the lulav. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu shook the lulav. After sit in the sukkah, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the sukkah. After doing the kabbalah, meeting in the tzaddikim or whatever, kabbalah to other Islam, the same way his forefathers did it. But when it comes to politics, making a harem, you're not supposed to make a harem. It's a question of, should you make a harem or not? Not an absolute fear. Should you make a harem? You should have known, well, my Rebbe had the politics like this, so I have to continue the politics the same way. So that's not necessarily so to Moshe Rabbeinu. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the considerations were so, that there wasn't being horrible. So if one person will violate their family, the other will not be managed. Yeah. Nowadays, you should have known the politics, the situation is different. You don't follow the politics blindly, you have to keep your eyes open to see whether the situation is the same or different. It's completely different. After Shavuot Tayyar, there's been a protocol already that the distinction should not have made the same. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu will make the same. That's what the Moshe Rabbeinu. So other abortions today regarding this story, if you stood in room, why did we still send the Raglan? If Moshe Rabbeinu and send the Raglan and then he fell in with the tragedy of the field of Doris, why did we still in room do the same thing as Moshe Rabbeinu? He's going to fall in also. So the answer is no. When it comes to politics, you have to see, just because there was a bad political act in the day of Moshe Rabbeinu and send the Raglan, it doesn't necessarily follow them. Just because it was a bad act in the day of Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't get a bad day of Moshe Rabbeinu. Or was bad in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be good in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Or was good in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be bad in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just because the Rebbe belongs to the Mizrahi doesn't mean the Talmidim have to belong to the Mizrahi. Just because the Rebbe belongs to the Agudah doesn't mean the Talmidim have to belong to the Agudah. We have to judge in each generation what are the circumstances and what the situations are in Mela, what political action to take. We don't have a din of kohol. The Gemara in Ha'iru says in the first verse that kohol got in the work of Moshe Nachman is found that kohol is really adapted to those who live in Eretz. So the Maharal Mishrah answers, quoted by the Yadlan Eretz, the Jews of Allah in the book of Bridges, the answer is that after the Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yarden, there was a fear of kohol because everybody relates to Eretz Yisrael. Even though they're going to live in Eretz Yisrael proper, those who live in Eretz Yisrael proper have more of a fear of kohol. Those who don't live in Eretz Yisrael proper but still have a leaving towards Eretz Yisrael. They buy you daily bonds, and they're supported here, and they visit Israel, whatever they hold, that their national homeland is Israel, even though they happen not to live there. So they still have a connection with Father Israel. But you say, you have nothing, that means they're going to be sick. But what about those you're showing who don't want to go back there to Israel? They've got to be down there. This is a big issue, 100 years after the day. No one's interested in going to be down there. So those who are not interested in going back there, so they don't consider Israel their national homeland. But you say, halacha l'maaseh, there's no din of orders with respect to those people. They're not part of the city of Israel. In fact, he suggested maybe that's why the Gemara derived that the government should reduce and leave the meaning. And he's actually discussing the Israel, so the Gemara get out the word Tov. It's found over here, the Sultan of Israel. It is actually the Sultan of Israel. And then you have another question that connects the word Tov with the word Ada. Pardon? He brought him to Tafayda Halal, so it's like by the Meraglim. No, by Torah. By the Meraglim is the last passage, because there are three. By the Meraglim it says, Admosa Laida Halal Hazor. Here it says, by the Meraglim Eidah. The Gemara says, there were 12 Meraglim who would have said, good. You shouldn't call it said the right thing. And only 10 were Meraglim. So the 10 who were Meraglim are referred to as Admosa Laida Halal Hazor, so it's called Eidah. And by other sources, if you go to the Torah, Eidah Halal Hazor, you see that Eidah and Tov have a similar connotation, then he's also the word Tov in the 10. And by Kir Shatan, it says, when he got to the Torah, Eidah Halal Hazor. So that's how the Gemara derives it, when he goes to the conclusion, he requires the meaning. Just pointed out once, why is the Gemara learning out in the strength of Moshe learning out from the Baraglan? Of course, of all the people in the world, is learning out from the Baraglan, the 10 Baraglan. We suggest maybe that's why, because the idea that many means is to deal with people, and to deal together, it's time to deal with the Baraglan itself. And the Baraglan at that time was the only 10 Jews alive in the whole world who had ever been to the Eretz Yisrael. The others now never had any commentary to Israel yet. Those that didn't come to Israel yet, Ashura, you can see where Ara is, there's no Dina Borges. Why is there no Dina Borges? Because there's no Dina Fakhto altogether. They didn't have Eretz Yisrael as a national homeland to bind them together. The Meraglim had visited Eretz Yisrael. Although they left, they went back to the floor. But it's a little difficult to come to the Avenir, that they left and they had in mind not to go back. And the result, they didn't go back. They were killed in the business, but it's always closed in the government. So I suggest that maybe that's the reason why the Meraglim got adopted from the Meraglim, because the Meraglim were the only 10 Jews alive at that time who had ever visited Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's why they were the only ones who were sure to constitute me. But I said, yes, the Klal Yisrael has entered Eretz Yisrael already, so all their descendants who still relate to Eretz Yisrael and treated as a national homeland were all the sure of the Likta, as it is. I don't know what to do with the Yod, because the Torah says that according to Nishma Sula Ares, there was no Dina Bodh. And the Torah says, so that passage implies that he said, I'm going to go there. And he goes, well, the name of the Lord, and last day, that is to support the other people last. And I said, I want to support the other people. to violate our will, it's just going to be good. It's going to show that we don't want to do that, but it's also going to take care of that. If it's legal, it's our responsibility to force the other to do to keep all the better legal. That process is the process that these is one of the things. Well, it's not the process we offer these by one of the process in the case of church in the church. Well, also that process in Vayeva. We got part of the part of Vayeva. And they're included on the word. Long was the name of Ad. The Ayin took Long was the name and the Ayin of Ad have included. The rest of the included. The one that they included implies that the Aloha of our heart was didn't begin after the Torah Sayyad. It didn't begin right away. It began at a later time. Before they crossed over the Yad, so there was no spirit of the sea. Anyway, that's what the Haftarah talks about. That you should have known sent to the Rabbin. That Moshe Rabbeinu did. It was no good. You should have known that there was no good then. Now it is going to be good. It was good. You should have known when it was good. He didn't do any Avera by sending his Merah. The Malvin has a fascinating comment on the Haftarah. Right, that why did we go to Rochav HaZayinah? We couldn't find anybody else to stay by. He says, no, that's the best place to go when you want the military secrets, the security secrets. If you go to the best in the world, you want that. If you go to the prostitutes, and they know all the secrets. Because all the big heads of government go to the place. And they're not admitted. When the heads of state speak with other Taliban, they don't tell all the secrets. But to go to the Zenith, you can find all the military troops. Malvin says that's where they went, to Rock of Hazan. That's the start of the story. You look in the newspapers, every year there's another scandal about a Zenith who gave all this classified information that she does in her fashion. Yes, the Gemara says shouldn't have married Rock of Hazan. Rashi has two shots. Right, one shot is that she gave you zayin. Two shots. One shot she was a zayin, she had an inn. She was an innkeeper. The other shot is zayin kip shuta. In the parsha, in parsha slot, the woman says that there was a makosha she was mahal shabbos. And they knew, Rashi told you in the parsha, they knew that the makosha she was mahal shabbos was kaiji. They just didn't know that he was a different. They were given the din chalal, most humans, but they didn't know which one of the galimis is there. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that Machal Shabbos is the Shabbos. So the Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim with Sanhedrin and give a hatzroah for a person who does an aver for which is kaidi. So do you have to give a hatzroah for the particular misa, or is it sufficient to say don't kill a person because whoever kills gets misa? Don't be Machal Shabbos because Machal Shabbos gets misa. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. You have to give a hatzroah based on misa with misa, or just a hatzroah clover that you'll get the misa. So the Gemara says, if you hold that hatzroah clover is sufficient, if you don't give a hatzroah, don't do the tzaveir, because you will be punished with that sheep. So you understand how they can give you the purchase. You know, they're not even though the shot's nice on the game master, they didn't know what misa to be mastered for. But if you all like the other town, then you have to have hatzroah, the full rest of the doctor, they didn't need to leave, and then they didn't know, yeah, the shot's nice. So he's going to get the key. They didn't know what he was going to do. So after they possibly with the thought, give him this key law, that's against our law. If you hold that you have to have a song for every day to meet him. So he must have been an enemy. He was a high rosa. The Megadda was clearly a high rosa. Because by the Megadda, they didn't know that there was an enemy at all. So there wasn't a high rosa and he said, oh. So that clearly was a high rosa that they gave the Megadda to meet. Mara has said, in the end of Sanhedrin, I'll pay basis so that there was a machloid in Sartan 9, 10. Whether the Makosis was also a Hashra, because the Hashra was only Hashra Kalavas, it wasn't Hashra Makosis. I know that you don't need Hashra Makosis. What is Makosis Satanah? You think that? That you need Hashra Makosis, the Hashra Makosis, the Hashra Makosis, the Hashra Makosis, that you'll be Kai Misa. If I'm not mistaken, you will have to stop and keep the Makosis. Thank you to get from here. Haven't seen it in a long time. 15, 20 minutes. I think he suggests a shot, which is, in my opinion, a little bit corny, that there's a machlokes with Rambam and the Ramban, you'll just be something. Maybe you'll like, I think he says there's a machlokes with Rambam and the Ramban, it's worth learning what to do. Machlokes with Rambam and the Ramban, the meaning of it, so you count Mrs. Desmond as four mitzvahs, the Rambam says, to be Kilo Tolos, or Kai Kilo Tolos, or Kai Tolos,
get panels on the good side. The Rama Council is quoted for this, and the Ramban says, on which he disagrees. He says, no, but it's only counted as one mitzvah. What's the one mitzvah? To give mitzvah to those who are carrying mitzvah. Where is the pasuk? For the yard of Haram is the Gaza. Who says that that's the pasuk? Who says that that's the pasuk? There's a Gemara on the left here from Kulin, the Ramban quote, where the Gemara says that a behemoth shahara to Adam is a shahara mitzvah, so it's a good skila. The Gemara says you have to go get the behemoth, bring it to bed, and you know, it's a good skila, because it says that the Yad HaRam is Kibbeh. So the Ramban says, you see from the Gemara that all giving of all this is based on the Yad HaRam is Kibbeh, otherwise the Gemara should have said, Shinema, it's Kalta Baba, Masho Yisokeh. Gemara should have said a different post. So the fact that one post of the Yad HaRam is Kibbeh implies that there's one list which is good means to tell us what I mean. What does the Raman do with that Gemara? According to the Raman, the Moshe quoted the Kostas to Skalta Baba, or Hashtoi Sakha. It's the first draft in Shiloh HaKam. The last set of the first set of Shiloh HaKam. It starts on the Raman day. On the top of the next Raman Dalai, the first Raman Dalai, the last set of the Kulim, the Moshe quotes the Kostas, Shinema, the Yachar Raman Kibbeh. What does the Raman do with that Gemara? So the Megillah Esther on the side, the commentary on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah, the Haramba, you know, Esther, nothing to do with Esther. Kappa's mother was Esther. She died right before he was at the publishing. And David, he called it David, he called it Rambam will interpret that Gemara differently. Rambam holds there are four different mitzvahs. He was made to Harry Kenneth. The Asher Rambam Kedeva is a different mitzvah to bring the person to court in order to give him an easy judgment. That's what the Gemara says. That if the short to harvest the other, so to hit the people to grab hold of the short, to bring the short to death, and in order to execute the short. Where's the mitzvah to bring the short to court? Maybe the mitzvah is, if you have it, then you have to, if you have a case, then you have to give it. Who said you don't need to go bring it? That's the purpose of the Asher Rambam Kedeva. Yeah, and that's perhaps why the Raman does the capital as a mitzvah, meaning a mitzvah. Raman says that there's more, the other one is the Hashem. It's understood that you have to do it. But it's not to be counted as another mitzvah. Ramban says no, the other one is the Hashem. That is the one mitzvah to give mitzvah to all people, all animals that are carried mitzvah. So there's a machlok as the kid said, the Raman, the Ramban, whether other mitzvah says now four mitzvahs or other mitzvah says now one mitzvah. So some suggest, it could be a mistake, I'm not sure. Some suggest that that perhaps is the machlokes tatanoim. That's why it's a little corny. It says that the machlokes tatanoim is deal. Then in fact, the same gahasura, the other mitzvah is there. Rav Chesson and Beis, machlokes of Yehuda, and the Chacham, Rav Yehuda says, Rav Shiyad Yehuda, Beis, and Yisru, Nero, and the Chacham, and the Rav Shiyad Yehuda, Yisru, Chayim. Perhaps that is the machlokes tatanoim. That's a little bit dirty to say that that's the machlokes comes up. Machlokes Tanakam Rav Yehuda is a machlokes to Rambam and Rambam. How come the Rambam and Rambam don't quote? So that's why I think he suggests here Rav Yehuda is a far as machlokes Tanakam Rav Yehuda goes and after. That means to say different stuff. Not to say that the machlokes is the Rambam and the Rambam. How can you say goes and after? It's a question. It's a machlokes in Hilchus, not a machlokes in Hilchus Nisim. But the Nisim says in is all the mitzvahs are one mitzvah, or the mitzvahs are four distinct unrelated mitzvahs, four different categories of mitzvahs. No. Unrelated to that is a machlokes in Hilchos Hatzuah. How mechura does the Hatzuah have to be? How clear does the Hatzuah have to be? Like there's a machlokes of Eichon and Shlokes in the Gemara, and at the very end of Kulim, the same parish, the end of Kulim, and the end of Kulim, the end of Kulim, where the Hatzuah starts with Shema Hatzuah now. There's a machlokes that the Hatzuah has to be Sadoris, and even Hatzuah the Shlokes is also there. Similarly, over here, you can say it's not like it's whether Hatsuah before that, this is in part, or the Hatsuah Klovis is the fish. In fact, it's even such a sign of the in Hatsuah, where the Hatsuah has to be before that, it's a Klovis is the fish, it's part of the nature of the Aveira. Let's say a person is doing an Aveira, but Min Hatsinah is fond of a rational Shmuel, he doesn't say that that's the Aloha, but he quotes it every so often as an article, as a collector's item, that's called a Chicago Rashi. It's a fascinating Rashi. I can believe in another. That's the Shavuot. You got that, that's the Shavuot there. In the third part of the Shavuot, I think when you give a Hasra, you have to quote the Pasuk. That's called Matzah. In verse, you have to quote the Pasuk. Not to say, hey, now I'm in the Chal Shabbos, we're giving you, you have to say, now I'm in the Chal Shabbos, and it says in the Bible, others don't discuss it at all, so the pastor says that you don't have to quote the pasuk. All places have the shayla, the machlokes places, the other insanity days and places. One is Machal Shabbos, so you have to have Asyon of Furetis for the particular malachah. They just say don't be Machal Shabbos at least. But that also is a question, what exactly is a machlokes when there's two opinions and places and the other thing that you need to have through Asyon Ha'av, and the Master talking after the Master the same Ha'av, just say it's a clear Shabbos and not like it. So some, Rabbi Nachum then the quote from the Tensis Midan Shabbos, who present the issue as follows, but the question is whether the 39 of Achat HaShabbos are 39 in different issues, or no, there's basically one issue of Kibbutz HaShabbos with 39 ways to violate the issue of Kibbutz HaShabbos. If you all get one issue, so why don't you say, well, he explains that enough, because I can't bring the problem, bring the enough. So, one way to explain this modulation is whether the 39 is in, one issue of 39 are starting to violate. Or one could perhaps say not so, that maybe everybody agrees that it's really, that it's either one way or the other. You can either take the same one way or the other, but say, give me a shot, I have a Purit, does the Hasra have to be, is the Hasra flawless sufficient that you have to have a Hasra of a Purit? It's similar to that Shaila, couldn't there be necessarily an issue as to the nature of the places? Yes, there's a risk. That's the issue, whether the 39 is true, or is one issue the 39 is trying to violate. But one could perhaps say in Tesis, not like the Tesis did. Tesis has never really said the Tesis of that issue. Could be a point to face a different challenge. Is that drug law? The sufficient you have to have our shoulder for us? How poor is that happening? You can't just go and let a person shaving with a razor. You can't just say, hey, you're doing that there, stop, but we don't need your mouth. You have to say, you're not allowed to shave with a razor. You have to say, what are you doing? I just said, you have to say, I talk with the Mechumish. The other challenge, don't say like that, probably you just agree with Rashi. Say, oh, like Rashi, they should say it. Probably disagree, but somebody can just say, let's say a guy's eating and shaking, he's doing a lot of things, I'm going to say, stop what you're doing because it's an avera. If you don't stop, going to give your mouth and say, what's an avera? Eating, it's a lot, he says it's an avera. Say, no, the other thing he's doing. Say, what's wrong? He doesn't know what he's doing, what's wrong? You have to tell him what he's doing. And then you have to tell him, because the Torah says, maybe he never heard of it. You have to tell him, the Torah, he's a Dinyan, I'm going to say, you're a race. You can't just say, stop what you're doing, it's a sin. He never heard of it. So of course you have to have some healer. You have to make it clear to the guy that he's doing an avera. So it's a time of four that the Hasra happened. One could perhaps say that that's the Machlokes of Shabbos and Chachamim. Whether you have to do the Hasra, I'll say in the specific Av, I'll say in the specific Musa, or because he doesn't say that there is an Enes Musa. Perhaps that's the Shaila places, whether you have to say Hasra on a Torah of the same Av, or just say this is Kiddush HaShem. So there's a time of four that the Hasra happened. Places in Babylon with a Kashim, places in Kulim, and as he bothered with a kasher, what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know which Enes to give the Mekoshe? Because it says the Chalev HaShulis and he didn't know the Enes Mita. But it's what we're told in this Gila. They suspect a kasher, we know the Kalal is that the Rebbe has Kol Mitzvah Amur Ba'Peristam Ein Elachenek. Before there was Mita and that the arrangement of the four Mitzvahs of Shiva showed the Herakenek. That's the order. We know from the Mishnah that there were two buckets for it. So I would have done a very two sets of cemeteries. You know, I'm very then in Kibri Abraham, because it's a lot of hands over the side of the Lord. It's a good thing that I need to be able to. If you bury the side of the Lord, you have to take out the body and bury it somewhere else. Don't forget to bury it and throw it next to a knocker. You have to take out the human soul of knocker and bury it somewhere else. It's a good thing to be able to. Of course, there's a lot of problems, a lot of friction, but that's how long. You have to take the body out. He would take the side of the Lord, so also take the human body out. Not only did he have to be not out of the area, he's in the area, he's very nice, he has to take him out. So that's why the Haruvi Bezna had to be buried in the second base of Torah. So really, you should have had four budget forests for the Haruvi Bezna, because each Shalim is represented a different level of Tana Ha'aveira. So the Gemara says that if a person did two Aveiras, one is tied to Kiva, one is tied to Dreva for, so you think there's two options for which one do you agree to have to give, that Einish, which is the Einish HaChamot, the one that represents the more common of the Aveiras. میگه مخلوق خطر از دوستان دیگر شفاهم نیست دیگر از دیگر شفاهم نیست هر یک خیلی که بایتا مخلوق خطر هم نیست میتنه هم در پیل so the more the damage to say that four but it was because the four these days however you arrange them as a holiday the four different majorities are coming around so really the dinner then present article to us should require us to have at least four cemeteries for Bezna Long and not only four cemeteries for Bezna Long we can never say that we want to we can only have a power of ages to have our research and write up our people
you have to wait a while.
the way they have a couple of days, or three or couple of days. We don't know exactly what that means, but we might not sure.
So Tosfos is starting with this question. That how could Moshe Rabbeinu not know which Misa to give in the Koshesh if they knew that he was Chai Misa because he was already given the Chalem, all things just wasn't given that he used to be Chai, and then he used to be Chai. So he should have passed, and that he happened to show the Moshe Rabbeinu the Lachro. So he gives the lease of the Gala which is then, the lease of the Gala which is the Lachro, the Lachro, the Lachro, the Lachro, the Lachro, the Lachro, the why did he have a whole filter? And then the Goshen came out and he said that he did it. Why don't we have to ask the Shaila? It's not, that's the discussion. So our Quranian give the parents that they say they don't see what's there. The Gemara says, Tam is the Hamur Bapel, Yat HaRashon Nos for the Hachmah of the Lachro, because something the process of Lachro. Something the process of Lachro, not only if you don't know if it's Chai Nisa or not, you say something the process of Lachro, but if you know which Chai Nisa, you don't know which Chai Nisa to give, you have to give him the so that's only by a guy who has no way to ascertain. You have a subject in 1985, let's say he's a leader, and he's there, and he's giving him the you have a subject, whether the guy's science, he's the A, B, C, or D, so we have no way to figure out. What am I going to call up? Who's on the phone? 718. How are you going to find out what? What's the local number? How are you going to find out what? But my shot there, she's not, she's not going to show me yet. My shot there, I said, no, I'm going to tell him. You're going to tell him. So you don't say that it's a subject. It's not called a stuff in the process of Mahal. A stuff is only included if the actual environment. But that's what it's done. Yes, the emotion will find that. That's what our friend said. You don't understand the problem of the bottom of the cases. That it's established in Hispanic. So why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu just be Hispanic at five? Because anybody can be Hispanic. Actual environment cow. I'll probably ask the emotion will tell you whether it's Hispanic or not. And the emotion problem is not Hispanic. But if the cases seems not, because it doesn't like that parrot, Pashkis and Pesach says that Stamisa Hamur Bapel is Chenek in the Mizr. It's not a lot, it's not the Torah Shofet, it's in the Torah Shofet, not based on the principle of Shofet and Pashkis Lama. What do you do? You all like the other Tanah? The other Tanah of Shimon, I think, in the Mishnah of Lezer says it in reverse. It's straight for Tila Chenek Heret. The Zayat is the lowest. And he disagrees. I don't remember. You have to look at something. I think he also agrees. The Stamisa Hamur Bapel, any other Chenek. See, it's a different all over there, it's something that's coming. It's not because of starting to call it maybe. So that's perhaps what Pesach is asking the cashier earlier. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu ask the Shrine? We shouldn't give him panic and practice. We shouldn't be asking the Shrine. So Pesach's answer is, the same is because of the Tiberian understanding of it. It's very amazing. So Pesach's answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu was endowed because the Mekoshis was in the house, so it's a hex. Al-Shabbat is perhaps in Zidu Kaapa. In places you see that that's our local daylight. You can upload this at time and you're going without a clock. Al-Shabbat is perhaps in Zidu Kaapa, you better do the right shift. Or is that a Zidu Rabban? Why not? You know, let's say, in Al-Shabbat is perhaps in the shirt and the chef came in and said, you're good at this. She talks in the face. I said, you might as well. You can try that. And we're sure it's in the face. The other day, we're sure it's one of the Afraim, another Afraim, I'm not looking for that dim. In Al-Shabbat, Zidu Kaapa, you do the right shift in the Rabban. Somehow there's only a Zindir Rabban. So the text holds clearly that it's not so. How shall it be said to Zindir Rabban to Zindir Rabban? I know that Rabban is already the stealer, so my Shabbat was in the secret. Maybe when he says Tamim, he says, but then he says another Tamim. But the Tal of Shabbos, the Prahesh here, maybe the Tal of Shabbos is still in the office of the Tamim, the Tamim. But the Tal of Shabbos is the Prahesh here, maybe he should be tired, he's good. So the Zindir Rabban, I mean, he's good, he's good, he's good, he's good, he's so that's how he also got a problem. The one who said he had a face. Today, if he's really not sharp, maybe his face is saying it. It's like an agarik person. It's really halacha. You see a lot of halacha in the person. First of all, the Tamisa is tenet. It's not the Torah Sotay, but the Torah Sotay. It's the Torah Sotay. So we have to come back. And Moshe Rabbeinu will ask. The Abin Shulay, the 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 Shulay, there's two important things in the text. But still, that's people always seem all the text back in our village. It's a very good part of their kasha. In fact, our kasha, so how do we know how often I'm rising and how Shabbos is the Spiro? Maybe some of us know how Shabbos is the healthier is the Spiro. Like Tess is maybe the whole thing. It's the one called Ignatium, are you doing Moshe Rabbeinu? And how Shabbos is the first, he's being a third, but I'm a daughter who is the team is in Gossip Spiro. How do we know how often I'm rising and how Shabbos is the Spiro?
is also the Tzira, maybe you can do that.
We don't follow it.
Well, we just said in the Chalchavos, there's a new track, and
It's not only about our Ubu so far.
If he strikes a match,
he carries,
but it's not in the house of the Ubu. You don't pass on, but you pass on
in the house of the Ubu. You don't see tomorrow.
My
folks are carrying.
My folks are carrying.
My folks are carrying.
My folks are carrying.
My folks are
carrying. My folks are carrying.
My folks are carrying.
My folks are carrying. My folks are
carrying. My folks are
carrying. My folks are carrying.
My folks are carrying.
Some of them are more expensive than the others. fortune comes in.
Who are these in the world? God
is not the world. Is that the
moment? You want to be not the world.
Yeah. Why? As there's a body,
the good
Lord is
not having
to do God, Lord,
fast is it to the same way? To the fast is it to the same way? The matter, the home has to belong to you. Not only do you have to live here, you have to belong to that. It says, no wonder, except Mamazin, they say,
oh,
we shall have thought.
Of course, you have to have ownership.
Thank you.
find a landlord who will allow you to hold on to this apartment for an extended period of time. Even if I sign a contract and they continue to whatever, the landlord can hold strongly out whenever he wants to know for the whole thing can make him run it. The same should happen if he says it's not a hundred. How soon he's talking if he gets a shot of hundred, so he won't take that from the other one. So there's no way to claim that they will see it on the car on the top. You can only use the car to whatever you want. The point of it is what you can say about
that.
At the end of this week's segment, there's one Rashi that has two important comments at the very end of the Rashi. One Rashi takes the skin of what color the Talus is. Rashi and Tony says that Talus is the color of the Zahari at midnight. Talus is the Rosh and Tifla. Tifla is the Rosh and Shakur. One who has a death in the family, one who's children of called Tifla. And the Rambam writes, not by Rashi, the Rambam says that Tifla writes that Talus is the color of the sky, the blue color of the sky at noon. Right color blue, not a dark color blue. So I guess one thing I'll watch out to see this, because based on Kabbalah, that these represent two different sheets, so the chair is supposed to be representative of the chesed, representative of din. According to Rashi, that it's dark blue, with the thick or lost in death, there's a mark of chesed, and the chesed is a lot of other books on this Adash, and then it's the chair is representative of din. Hashem can come to the Rambam, that's supposed to be the color of the sky at noon, that's supposed to be representative of Chesed. I think that's in the Balatani language. It's Rashi, in the stupid place. And then there's another report of Rashi at the end of this segment, where Rashi says, there's all sorts of medish of the Moshe Abraham. Moshe Abraham is a mission, where is only Rashi? He says that why are there 8 things in the sisters to remember the 8 days in the Tzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzitzit
40 days in the fields and towns and fields. And I stayed down on the street so fast. So I had to run up and I cut it another 8 days. So this is on the third day. So we were able to fill it once. The Messiah Papa said, you have to be in a deal with us. Instead of 8 days, we have to try and do it something. Either the night train, 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 one blue string, the night train, the white string. Who she does that? It happens not to be Rashi Sita and the Gemara. Rashi Sita is the beginning of Perikah Kailos. Is the Rambam and the Rambam is going out, so they say, not on 60 times, one of two pairs, still only one string. Doesn't mean 50-50. It's only one string. That's the Machlech, the Rambam and the Rambam is speaking, how much of one string? Does it mean one long string or one short string? Does it mean one of the long, four long strings? It's going to turn out to be two of the short strings. That doesn't mean one string of the eight short strings should be the same pair. So the Machlech is how much is long and how much is pairs. One out of eight favorites, or two out of eight, or four out of eight. Mr. Hoffman claims that the Rashi and Punish is quoting on Mr. Darshan that it's 7 and 1, that's an idea Rashi. So the relationship is 7 and 1. 7 and 1 is against the Rashi and the Gemara. Rashi himself wouldn't hold my thing. Rashi himself holds it in 2 and 2. So it's 2. And it's here on the shelter, that's not the Holy Spirit, and it's a fundamental Machlech. Rambam derived on the one hand as opposed to Rashi based on the other hand, what is the meaning of Kalim and Logma? Rashi says he holds that that's part of the makeup of the Chutei Atzitzis, the fifth Kalim, fifth Logma. Not because he tries to suggest him, and maybe he thinks Rambam said that you don't have any Kalim, maybe you only have to have two long strings that turn out to be four short strings. And you don't have to have. If you take Kalim in and I can't do some Logma, then he says he put in four long strings that turn out to be eight short strings or white. The mitzvah of Lavan is only 2 and 2 strings, it's not to be 4 strings. It's a tennis is a head, so that's a head to the tip, it's a mitzvah design. According to those who shine the hall, there's 7 and 1, but if it's head is not my tennis, it's a Lavan, so obviously what it means is, you don't put it in 7 strings. You can't put it in 3 and 1 strings, you can't put it in a Lavan, you can put it in 4 long strings. And you're supposed to die half of one of the long strings, tennis, you don't have tennis, you don't die for it. But the tip is here, the mitzvah of the tip is, this is 4 long strings that turn out to be 8 short strings, And then in the midst of it, talk with it. Not like Rashi tells the whole thing, you know, that failure. But the midst of it, it has two heads to it. It's like a lulav, and an esrog, and a das and a lo. You have to have chedek, you have to have loka. And you're not an asking there, but a lulav and an esrog. And yesterday, I'm asking there, but give it up. So whatever's on yesterday, just leave out. You don't have two long things, you can't have to be four short things. Funny thing, the Rami didn't arrive at the young thing like that. Because he says, still kids, the only dog, one of the eight strings. One of the long four strings is also, but it's not that the fifth consists of three and one. You get three, fifth consists of four long strings, but you call the negative three with eight short strings, and then again, if you should die one of the long strings, say it. But the Rambam and the Rambam have a different understanding of the whole nature of failure. That's what the Rambam writes at the weekend, it's the same kind of work. The Rambam stresses it more than the other Rishonim, but the Rishonim mix up statements for the purpose of making the one and the other. Means that the real mix up statements seems to have four long strings and tie them and put them onto the beggar. And then the halacha to make the speaker surround, that's a thing. If you have statements, you're supposed to die part of the statements, you're supposed to wrap around one around. If you don't, then you can do it, you just have the four long strings. So you didn't do the extra for seven, the extra statements of the mix.
I've seen this with the sort of tail of the people who claim that they found the followers.
How many do they make? One out of eight? Two out of eight?
One string out of the eight strings.
One out of eight.
And that string wraps around, there's a white knot, and then it wraps around again. Mm-hmm. Is there any basis for doing that? Do you know?
Yeah, there's not a quote based on the numbers. You sort of got enough space. I'm sure you have to.
No, because you found the followers.
Oh, there was a Rabbeinu Rebbe, a Geshen Hennah, Lyman, the Rabbeinu Rebbe, Jewish, from over 100 years ago, wrote three books, one after the other. And then they were printed all together, it's called Shlosha Sifrei Tehillim. Now it's printed all together, Shlosha Sifrei Tehillim. Each one has a different title, but they're not famous. He claimed that he identified exactly what the tale is. And all the other servants disagreed with him. It wasn't Denver, except Denver seemed that he knew that one. Not only the Kiddush is not only the Kiddush, 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 person needs to wake up anyway, I'm a kid, I'm leaving.
You ever
seen it? I never seen it. Where is that? Who hasn't out there wishing to be on everything? A shadow comes up, you start looking up in the story, and there are pictures of hundreds of years ago, and you're like, what did you do? Where is it? the last letter in the first day, or the first letter in the second day. This would be an odd number of letters to be missed, but it's not an even number, because the Gemara says we don't know. We forgot it. So we must not bring it to the current council. So we must not know the speed of the Pharisees. So we don't count it. So the Ramot points out to more about it. But if you have to say the Pharisees, the word is written, Molly up out there, different from the way it's supposed to be written. Let's say someone writes, Aharon, I will say, Rage, Rodman. Or Molly up there, then it's a custom of Molly there, and say, he's got men involved, body and God, and he's got men. But I guess it's custom of Molly. He's got Molly, he's got Molly, he's got Molly, he's got Molly, he's got Molly. But the Ramot says, we don't take that in order to say the Pharisees read it. When we find such a mistake, because maybe the other day Pharaoh will be talking to the person who's talking, because we're not in the tradition. The end of the first prayer, I'm not going to see it, but I have to say it to the church. We're not broke. I said, Hapel, if we're not broke, we have to be able to write to the Pharaoh that broke, it should be a broke of our call. So I said, broke of our maybe all of us can say, Pharaoh, I'm really talking. See this one. Hapel. So the Hapel says that the only time you possibly say to Pharaoh because of an error, is if the error, giving us close to writing it, the more they are close to the only kind of practice is if it's really a mishkel, let's say birchas yitzkos. The word birchas is really important, it's called the head. Beis, reis, trof, the head, so. With a stomach. Beis, reis, trof, stomach, birchas. That's not mishkel. But if you spell it, I don't know, birchas. You spell it, you need to go to mishkel, birchas, beis, reis. But let's say you spell more out there, the mishkel, 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 the that was possible to say, the only kind of conflict is Mamish and Mishkel, the United States Mamish rule, or if it pre-exceeds. Karnot, if I'm there, it's written Karnot, it's special name Karnot, but the other pre-exceeds, and it's written, the point of it is three, not a point of it is three, but that's what happens, because the Darshan and the pre-exceeds. But let's say you have to, you have to two adapters, there are two traditions, you have to adapt with an hour, or you have to adapt with a hand, this is both a grammatically correct. You have to shout, what's the matter? If it says it wouldn't pass, it's not if it is, and if it's not grammatically correct, it wouldn't pass. That's why all of us are very upset. So, this is rule of quo. Other Rafael will disagree with the Ramah. The Bira Allah with the brothers will disagree that you even have to take out another state care because of Hasidic mistakes. I didn't mind if I'm not going to think of Hasidic mistakes. What do you do with the matter? So then she said over and then he said his father is the one who wrote it. He interpreted his mother's father. His mother says we have a tradition that the father's brother is the middle of the male atheist and the middle of the state church. And his mother says that there's an even number of those who's not out. And the father's brother is the end of the first day of the beginning and the second half. The mother says we don't know. The mother we don't know. Let's count it out and we will reconstruct them ourselves. The mother says we can't reconstruct them ourselves. Since I'm not going to be able to say, since we have lost them ourselves, as to whether the ball is the end of the first half or the beginning of the second half, even if we'll take the second period, which is the third is correct. We don't have any mistakes in our third. They're all correct. There's the third answer. We'll send you the second. But Moshe says, that's what it means. And now let it be known, since we have lost in our third, we have only preserved in our third that the ball is the end of the whole period of the third period. But we have lost the other half from our third, which half is it? So it belongs to us at the end of the first half, the beginning of the second half. So this cannot be reconstructed by sitting and counting it. It won't be called an answer. It'll be called a lot of Hoffman. Let's say I tell you how many times the word Hoffman appears in the Hummer. That's not an answer. An answer means that it's given to Moshe Rabbeinu and transmitted through the generations which he gives to Moshe Rabbeinu. And since there was a break in the transmission, whether it involved at the end of the first verse or the beginning of the second half, if you were reconstructed based on sitting and calculating it, just like an archaeological discovery, that won't have a Palestinian answer because there was a break in the Hummer. This is all along the lines that we face our lady. It is a color, and how can you see it? Doesn't make sense.
Maybe they'll frame that
Why not? You can reconstruct our office. that you never heard Rishon Tzion Baal Peh. And this week's sentence is also the din of Chalak. This thing we spent a lot of time on Chalak. That's a din of Chalak. The Pasuk says, May Rejus HaYis HaSechem, and the Yisham HaDash says, May Rejus HaLei Kolej. And if I mix the flour and water, make a big Yisro, so the din requires that to be Mapish Chalak, but if you Mapish everything of Chalak, I want to do everything, I'm very benevolent, I'm a big fill on Chalak. I want to give everything to the Kolej, because the Mishnah says that nothing is Chalak. Or if you call it Chalak, then that's what I want. Or if you call it Gomer Tuma, a certain percentage of the wool, a certain weight, a certain amount of wool. What if they want to be fine for the time they want to give them away all the wool? The Gemara says they're also against the mitzvah to give everything away. So the Malach Hashlam approached the Kashrut Machrayim, and why do we distinguish between the various rations? Only by Chalas there's many rations, and that's many rations for all the rations. But the Chalas we learn now, and who are the Nami, the Tumen,
not eating anything of it, it's not really not anything.
then it's only going to be half a question of asking them not to, but that's no good. Why did the Malacca Shlomo say that Apollo could take Shabbat and say that Shabbat? Some of the children are taking some stuff, taking certain stuff, and the wicked being a college football player, the Hela, the Ahakakmat, the stuff we did the other day, we were letting go. So when you earth of the Hela, the Ahakakmat is left to your bike and approach the gate, you know, it's to this person, but you know that they're not Mavish Kala, they may not be Mavish Kala. You leave over a little bit from the cake or the cookies or the bread, and the Tzai Shabbat is typical. On a weekday, it's not just the power before you. It's not shout to the other one. If it didn't have your knowledge power, say you eat as much as you want, then I'm going to tell you shout, because I'm going to tell you I'm going to tell you knowledge power. So Rashi writes here and talking, and then Bubba said, talking in one case, that we do not have the power. So Rashi writes that you leave Bubba a little bit to let the shout. And then you'll say that that should become too much. That should become power. But it's called another. You need basic to show any part. You have to be mockish. From the light that you leave over, you have to show that the Imam is part of it is power, and the rest of it should become full of it to God. Why doesn't it take the whole life of Rashi? Why isn't it full of Shirani Koran? That what I'm not is tomorrow will be not to everything that I ate today. I have a long dry bread, and I have 35 slices. And I ate up 34 slices, and I left over the 36 slices on the third Shabbat. So Shabbat, I said, the whole 36 slices should become power, and that should be not for you. So you put five that I need ready. So what's up there? Obviously, you did not put enough there. Not the one that's not in the power house. Not enough there. Otherwise, how do you have to be there? Because I don't have that market. It's not enough there. The whole world of Sharon is going to be into the right kind of thing. It means that we, of course, I have to serve not only as a PFN, I have to serve also as a master here. So he's a master. So he's a spike, master, so he's a spike. So the third, that's probably what prompted them. But like a Shlomo, it's not ready to say the Ekshar. That is something more than that. That's true about it. The Yaptah Shiran promises to be the matter, but we need more than that. The matter should be by a contract of Kodesh and Kol Kodesh. We have a Kodesh and a Kol here. I say, you be Kodesh, when I make something into Kodesh, I have to eat something outside of Kol. So it should be needed that it should become Kodesh. So if I've already eaten up the 34 first slices, there's nothing left that's going to remain in Kol, and then you won't have the contract. So that's what Jesus says. That's not good. For the lack of sharing. This is a little bit more than the slave shop. The Gemara has an affliction that knocks in about shades with a case and gives a tadim. When you bench the human, and half part is the first draw of the dog. But nothing says that in the brother. So, Shaman, you see how this goes. Jesus says, Arazon, till the end of the drop, Arazon, it's at all. You might suggest, you kind of, maybe I'm a close cut. What are they finding about over here? I can't even find it. What's the clue?
Which is the problem?
Whatever the end of the Jewish book.
Thank you.